Have you ever dreamed of living a more fulfilling life? Have you been pursuing your dreams, but it seems you're not winning? Let me tell you a short story about a young man who enjoys learning about leadership. He came into this world in the mid-1970s in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, with what was later diagnosed as a learning disability because his mother had suffered a head injury while pregnant with him. He later experienced a miraculous healing of this disability when he became a Christian in 1988. After coming to the United States in 1990, he had to overcome many challenges while navigating the obstacles of living in a new country and learning a new language before earning a high school diploma. As with many other young men and women in his 1993 graduating class, this young man's heart was full of dreams and aspirations. He was bright, 5'9" tall, and was voted prom king and best dressed by his graduating class. Not to brag too much on his behalf, but he was a popular three-letter scholar athlete who was raised by parents who valued life, spirituality, character, family, and education. This young man's goal was to be able to add value to the lives of many people. In fact, his greatest passion was learning about various cultures and people from all over the world. His journey in life had started only 18 years earlier, and he was already beginning to think about what matters most in life. Who was this young man? It was me, William Valmier. Much of my story is about my upbringing, my spiritual and educational journey, and the various challenges, connections, friendships, and other forms of relationships that eventually shaped who I am today. All these experiences combined have molded me as I have grown and matured by learning key life lessons. I am sure that you are listening to this audiobook because you are currently embracing your own journey in life. Life to me is a learning process full of challenges, many of which produce opportunities that create life lessons. When those lessons are learned well, they offer unique perspectives that teach us what matters most. A tweet. Many of life's challenges produce opportunities that create life lessons. Hashtag the Vanguard Leader. The modern world places great emphasis on dreams, aspirations, and personal choice. In an average day, we all make countless decisions that either support our goals or derail us from the path towards stewarding or attaining the things we value most. At a very practical level, what you value most serves as a guide for life-altering decisions. I believe that decisions determine direction, that direction determines destiny. What you value most will help you organize your goals and priorities within a clear time frame and will help you set up practical action steps that will eventually lead you to achieving your greatest potential. However, the ability and capacity to achieve your potential hinges on your ability to lead well. A tweet. What you value most will help you organize your goals and priorities within a clear time frame and will help you set up practical action steps. Hashtag the Vanguard Leader. Why leadership matters. What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word leadership? Leadership is often viewed as an integral part of every industry or social enterprise. As my mentor, John C. Maxwell, so eloquently says, everything rises and falls on leadership. Every leader wants to be successful, and every follower wants to follow a competent leader. Recognizing that each leader is wired by his or her own unique abilities, every leader has the distinct opportunity to increase his or her capacity to influence his or her followers. Leaders focus on what matters most. Leadership matters. As the title suggests, The Vanguard Leader is an audiobook for leaders who are likely to need one or more insights into the social, practical, and cross-generational impact of leadership. The purpose of the words in this audiobook is to strengthen leaders' probability of success, as well as empowering them to unlock their growth potential. It was Leo Tolstoy who said that, everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself.